Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, they talking loud. They talking loud. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop. They talking loud. They ain't saying nothing. They front. They sold out hip hop.
I'm back on the block, and it just don't stop. Coming back with the music, call it classic hip-hop. Cause it's classic hip-hop, cause it's always on my mind. Check out my music, cause I'm straight from the grind. Cause I'm the OMF posse, and they the straight of production. We're all up in your jams, cause we're all up in your functions. This is what we do when we're coming with our flow. Coming with the music, come back to let you know. Cause we straight from the underground, all up in your town. Lyrics so fat, and we ready to clap. Cause you suck at MC, sold out hip-hop. Cause you're jumping out the box and dancing a lot.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip hop.
Cause I think about the music and I think about the flow. I think about the music and I think about Curtis Blow. Grandmaster Cash and Cool Herc used to make the music, rappers went berserk. But you suck an MC, sold out of art form. Walking around now with a wig and a perm. How much money you got for jumping out that box? How much money you got for selling out hip-hop? You suck a sold out art form and sell it to the devil. And that's why I call myself the rebel. Cause I'm a rebel with a motherfucking cause. Cause I'm an OMF and straight up and we bringing the noise.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
Cause that real OGs ain't bitter. Now you sucker rappers all pick of the litter. Now you was all up in the nutsack when real MCs wrote real rap. Check the facts. Yeah, you was all up in the hood and didn't have a clue. Real players had pussy before pussy had you. Yeah, I'm the black toast from the Ivory Coast. The black man, the African, the America hated the most. From coast to coast, we came straight up in your town. Coming with the music and we ready to clown.
They talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop, they talking loud, they ain't saying nothing, they front. They sold out hip-hop.
In the queue, God Cypher 360 in the house. What's up, my brother?
What's going on, Art?
Yo, man, so let us know who you are and give us a little background on you and everything.
Okay, okay. Hold on, let me take this earpiece out so I can hear you better. All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, okay. All right, yeah. I'm the artist, Akeem Jahar, man. I'm located in Richmond, VA. You know what I'm saying? The owner of Original Man Records and Shabazz Publishing Global.
Give us a little background on you, background on how you got into the business and everything, and what your influences in hip hop and what you think about hip hop. Just give us a little background on you, real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I started rapping when I was like 11, 12 years old, man. My influences in that time was Chuck D, you know, Public Enemy, Big Daddy Kane, you know what I'm saying? KRS-One, you know, they had a lot of influences on me listening to them in hip hop. In those days, man, you had a lot of artists that were they were distinct. It was this, the distinction between artists. You know, no one sounded the same. You know, everybody had their own style, and you could tell who was who in hip hop. But now today, you know, a lot of the rappers, man, they lack substance. You know, they lack substance. A lot of them sound the same, and their subject matter is all the same. You know, especially when it comes to like object firing women or putting women down. You know, I guess misleading your own people, man. You know, misleading the people with false information. Everybody don't live them type of lifestyles, and I know I can't relate to some of these guys out here that's rapping today. You know, it's a couple of artists out there that I like, man. That just pretty much doing their thing. It's not many, but it's a few.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. They just destroyed our art form. You just said it. You just said that you've influenced by the legend. You know what I'm saying? The legends had it. You had to have rap flow, rap talent, and skills to make hip hop. You know, we're not educating our young people. You understand me? Because the OG sold out our art form years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That's what I talk about in my songs. I don't blame the young people because it's not the young people's fault. Because our OG sold out our young people. That's why the young people out here doing what they're doing.
Yeah, indeed.
They didn't educate them. They didn't tell them to go to school. You know what I'm saying? And understand, pick up a book. Understand, need all think, listen to what they come out their mouth. Because they're not educated, because they don't. All you need is a dictionary. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's how you go get educated. You know what I'm saying? They're not everybody's. It's good at going to school, but at least pick up a book and understand what to mean. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something, man. Have something to say. Have something to substance,
right,
like you said, man. So tell us about what's your movement and what's your message in your music. Give us a little background on your music and let us know who you are and everything, really. And
all right. My music itself is pretty much about reality, you know, reality, day-to-day life. I only speak on things that I've experienced and things that I know. You know, I don't try to sell people a dream or sell it, especially the youth. I don't sell them a dream in my music. You know, I just speak on reality. Sometimes I'm a little bit political. Then sometimes, you know, I get a little lyrical on the mic. So, you know, I still got that MC background. I consider myself an MC versus being a rapper. You know what I'm saying? Master of ceremony on the mic.
Say it again.
You know?
Tell them that's what I'm saying. Tell them, educate these people. You had to be an MC first. You had to have rap skills,
sir.
Again. You just told them. Say it again.
I'm an MC. I'm an MC first. You
Everybody
know, I'm not a rapper, you know?
Say it again. You're not a rapper unless you're an MC. Say it again. Because
yes,
you had
sir.
A
I'm an MC.
Oh, wait. Say it again.
Yes, sir. MC on the mic first.
They don't tell you
indeed.
In that documentary left out a whole bunch of shit, man.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. That documentary is about some bullshit. That's what I'm saying. It tells the whole truth.
Indeed.
You had to be
see,
MC
you know,
first. You couldn't be a rapper without being an MC. You had to be on the corner rapping. We was on the corner rapping. Wasn't we on the corner rapping first?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, I back in the day, man, you know.
Wait a minute. You had to bust a rhyme first. You had to stand on the corner rap, and you had to do it without writing it down, too. Tell them how it happened.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I learned how to freestyle when I was younger, man, because, you know, that was the thing back in the day. We used to battle cats on the corners, you know, see dudes from another block or from another city and battle them,
you
know what I'm saying? And
did you write that down?
No, not at all. Not at all.
You just sat over on the side and writing them down and then come back and bust a rhyme. No, you had to bust a rhyme.
That's right.
Top of your head. You had to do that's freestyle. Yeah. Get it lying again. That freestyle.
You know, if you out there kicking that written down on the corner, that was whack, man. That was whack. You couldn't come out there and kick written down on the corner.
No.
Everybody out there freestyling.
No.
You know what I'm saying? And another reason why I used to freestyle. Yeah, that's right.
Kumo B and Busy B get on the mic and they that shit was freestyle. That wasn't no fucking written shit.
That's right. That's right. Another reason why I used to freestyle.
Busy B, that wasn't no written shit. That was you could tell the difference
right.
between an MC and a rapper again.
Right, right.
MC could tell if you written that shit. That's why they don't get on the goddamn show. They ain't gonna get on the show
right.
like that. We already know what's written. No, come on, off the top of your head. That ain't freestyling. We gonna
right.
tell you.
And another thing cats weren't doing was, you know, MCs in those days, they didn't have no ghostwriters. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's ghostwriting for me. You know, I'm writing my own lyrics. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what makes you a distinct MC. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't get no props for ghostwriting. You know, having somebody ghostwrite for you. You know what I'm saying? Or you kicking written down. You know, I used to freestyle and freestyle because I didn't want nobody to bite my rhymes. You know what I'm saying? So I kicked the freestyle. Because, you know, biting was at an all-time high, and it still is to this day, you know what I'm saying?
That's what ruined the hip-hop. They broke the rules again because they didn't teach them the rules. You're biting is
that's
the
right.
first rule of hip-hop is no biting allowed, first of all. Say it again.
That's right.
The first rule of hip-hop, you see, they don't even know the rules. They don't even know they don't know the elements. They don't even know the elements of hip-hop. You understand?
Indeed.
They don't understand none of that. You understand?
Indeed,
they understand.
Man.
They don't understand you can't bite. You know what I'm saying? Ghost writing, you know what I'm saying? That's what ruined hip-hop.
Right,
ruined hip-hop. That's what happened to hip-hop. When they started ghost writing for other people, man.
Right.
That's
and so, you know,
hip-hop.
For me, them cats don't get no props, man. You know, I can't consider you an MC. You know, if somebody else wrote your rhymes, you know, somebody else wrote your rhymes. Right.
None whatsoever.
That's right.
You couldn't get on the mic without having your own skills. And the DJ told you if you get on the mic, the DJ is the one that put you on the mic, the first place.
Indeed. That's another element, man. It's
the DJ ruled hip hop in the beginning. See, they don't put that in the documentary. The DJ is the one that taught you how to flow on the mic. How do you think you got on the mic and learned how to flow? It was the DJ that taught you how to flow. Throw your hands in the air. You understand?
That's
me?
Right.
So,
and you know, in those days, a lot of DJs used to be MCs too.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then a lot of MCs yes, used to be DJs, like. You know, like Redman. Redman used to be a DJ.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
That
so, you know, the MC and the
everybody
DJ go hand in
DJ.
Hand.
Everybody was a DJ. Curtis Blow
That's
was
right.
a DJ. All the originals, all the godfathers of hip-hop was DJs first because DJs started hip-hop. Not the MC.
That's
it
right.
was the DJ that started hip-hop. See, they didn't
That's
put
right.
that in the documentary either. See, they left
right.
that shit out too.
And you know, a lot of them had the MC. You know, they used to cut and MC at the same time because they had the mic right there with them. And, you know, while they cutting and MCing at the same time, you know, moving the crowd. But, you know, a lot of that's been taken away, man. Like, you don't even hear cats really cutting on records no more. You know what I'm saying? You don't hear them cutting and scratching no more.
They don't forget about super rhymes. You understand? They forget about that. the golden
yeah,
era.
Yeah, definitely.
You understand me? They don't know about hip hop. You know what I'm saying? The DJ started hip hop. The DJ is the first
right.
one that put out the fucking records, man. Records came out
that's
before
right.
fucking the MC. You know what I'm saying? They got the MC. They put it all up on the. No. The DJ had songs out before the fucking MC. Because the DJ
that's
was
right.
fucking first in the rap.
That's
on the
right.
fucking mic.
See, that's the direction that I'm going in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm still keep.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, my bad, bro. Yeah, like I said, you know, that's the direction that I'm heading in, man. Like, I still keep those elements in my music. You know, I'm still affiliated with DJs and all that stuff. And I'm on this album that I'm working on. I'm still gonna have cutting and all that stuff in my album. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like without that. Is you know it's missing. It ain't hip hop without that. It ain't hip hop without the break dancing and the spray paint. You know what I'm saying? And the DJs cutting it up. You know what I'm saying? Like if you can remember EPMD. You know my favorite song was So What You
yeah.
Saying. And when they had Bobcat and he
yeah.
was cutting on the joint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That man. The
yeah.
cutting is like the cutting made the song.
I like you a customer though. That was the one that.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah,
was,
yeah.
Yeah, you a customer.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
That's the motherfucker
that
set it off. That's the motherfucker that set it off. That broke. That set it off. That separated them from Run DMC. They took over from Run DMC after
right.
that. The Run DMC
right.
is the
right.
GOAT. You know what I'm saying? They
right.
the GOAT. They the ones that made hip hop for all that.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? But even PMD took over after that. They took off. You got it. You a customer. Eric and Kyle
that's right.
making dollars. That, oh, they was off the hook.
They're supposed
to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't understand why they ain't there.
Right.
I don't understand
right.
that
right.
at all.
Right.
They left out a whole lot of people. They got people in there that don't deserve to be up in there before. All these people, man, that's disrespecting me. LLA,
did they ever?
That's disrespectful.
Did they ever mention Gangstar? Did they
nah.
mention Gangstar? Wow.
Hell, no.
Wow.
That's there you go. Listen to his music. Mass Appeal.
Right.
All that shit. You understand? DJ,
man,
we're going to play your song, though. We're going to play Brainstorming. We're going to play a song. Buddy. So
right.
I'm going to introduce the song, Brainstorming. You send me that song, Brainstorming.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Brainstorming, indeed. Brainstorming, you know, that was a... That song right there, man, I was going through something in a time period where I had some snakes in my circle, man. And you know, they were in collusion against me. So I was sitting down thinking about it.
Okay. Yeah, can we play that song? Ed, can we play that song, Brainstorming by...
Brains and pores. I hope it cleans my mental sores. And Sherlock can fight the devil with the tip of the sword. It's like we live in the wilderness. It's fair seeming. My heart's bleeding.
What?
They hide it, but we still dreaming. When it rains, it pours. I hope it cleans my mental sores.
Uh-huh.
And Sherlock can fight the devil with the tip of the sword. It's like we live in the wilderness. It's fair seeming. My heart's bleeding.
Yeah.
They hide it, but we still dreaming. Let a person without sin cast the first stone. They conspire... And they seek with speed to break my bones. They get on their phone with all the steps to mislead. But the notion that I receive is that it's to deceive. But don't grieve, just believe the Almighty provides the light. Regardless of their schemes, they conjure the blind your sight. Despite what they say, I strive to shine every day. But anyway, hit the LOM CD and let it play. In each verse, you find a jewel for the wise and the fools. Take heed, because the law gave us life too. And if you choose to go the wrong way, then force your own. That's why I choose. Sometimes in this life to be alone. My chromosomes is made up of a divine entity. I try to live it to the fullest and reflect reality.
I mean, brainstorm.
When it rains, it pours. I hope it cleans my mental sores. And Sherlock can fight the devil with the tip of the sword. It's like we live in the wilderness. It's fair seeming. My heart's bleeding.
What?
They hide it, but we still dreaming. When it rains, it pours. I hope it cleans my mental sores.
Uh-huh.
And Sherlock can fight the devil with the tip of the sword. It's like we live in the wilderness. It's fair seeming. My heart's bleeding.
Yeah.
They hide it, but we still dreaming. Who would ever think I'd be a poet for the masses? Who reads children with general civilization classes? Don't let this world surpass us.
We back with God's cycle. We just played a song by him, Brainstorming. We back. We gonna take some callers right now. Can we take the first caller?
Hey, family. It's Andrew calling in. Show my support.
Then we got God's cycle 360 in the house.
Indeed. Aww. Yep.
Nice to meet you, my brother.
Likewise. Yeah, you like that real hip hop?
You know it. I was digging that flow. Woohoo! It's really refreshing to actually hear you guys talking about this because I'm a full supporter, as OMF Posse already knows. I'm a full supporter of the old school hip hop vibe, and I represent that kind of vibe myself. At least I try to in the ways that I can, you know.
Right. Right.
And it is all about the DJs. Without the DJs, we wouldn't be here. So, my name's Ann Jules,
right.
And I'm so grateful to talk to you. And I want to ask you a question, if you don't mind.
Sure. Sure. Go ahead.
I used to run my own radio show, Top Star Hip Hop Radio, and I'm on a couple Wu-Tang clinics, and I represent for the disabled, the deaf, the sick, the elderly, the blind, and the poor with the Crip Hop Nation worldwide. And
right.
I love asking people because I like to be inspired. I'm inspired by so many artists out there, like Billy Slow, Positive Karen, even OMS, even Black Gear. Like, these guys are for real. And you. So can you share with the listeners a moment on your pathway where you were at your most joy, when you were, you felt like, yes, this is what I want to do. I mean, like, I can only speak for myself. It might be this moment now. Meeting one of your idols. You know, I was backstage with GZA one time. I was just like, pinch me, this is really happening, you know? And it's
right.
And then when I got on the Crip Hop Nation album with Run DMC and Wonder Mike, and like, I started writing music with Sugar Hill Gang DJ, you know? So I just want to know, is there, because I'm so inspired by everybody that represents, you know, the positive side, or at least trying to uplift people and even like expose the snakes in the grass, you know.
Right. I mean, you know, yeah, for me, man, like I said, you know, it was a lot of MCs that gave me inspiration in those days, man. Like I mentioned Gangstar for one, like, you know, the wordplay and the subject matter of what they was talking about. It especially inspired me to start rhyming, like the Chuck D's and the Gurus and especially Rakim.
Yes.
You know, Rakim was the God MC. You know, he really influenced me a lot. You know what I'm saying? To pick up the mic and start rhyming, and I started rhyming, like I said, when I was like 11 or 12.
Yes.
As I got older, you know, that's when it started to get a little better. Yeah, I can't remember none of my rhymes from when I was younger, but you know, it's like right now, this is my first podcast. Like, I've never done a podcast before, and it gave me a different perspective on things. You know, when the brother hit me up and invited me
nice.
To be on the podcast.
Nice, that's what's up.
Yeah,
cool,
definitely.
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes, I do know what you're saying, and you're right, because I mean, Gangstar, Guru, all those words, all those bars, even to this day, you know, I listen to it, and it's just so inspiring. It empowers people, and that's why I like hip hop. I like that style. I like to empower people. You know, I love
right.
to make kings and queens. You know, which is why
right.
I write positive music as Angels, and you know, we're family friendly. You can play
right.
our music for your children. You know,
right,
and
right.
That's the legacy that I so I'm really grateful to OMF Posse for having us on his radio show, and we were guests.
That's right.
Too. in January, and you know, I've been calling in the Blackout Radio since it started, and I show support, and I'll definitely follow you on what do you. I'm sure I'll listen and hear your you know your call tags and all that, but and all your links. I appreciate you know this moment, and thank you for taking your time to answer my questions.
Indeed, thank you, thank you for calling in.
Most definitely. Yeah. Thank you, OMF, for having me and letting me call in and shout out and show my support for y'all. And I
That's
thank you
up.
All
thank
for
you.
Your support, too.
Indeed. You're welcome. Very welcome. And thank you. Thank you for calling in and showing that support. You know, we need more of that today, you know, especially in hip-hop, man, because they taking the culture down a whole nother path, you know what I'm saying? And the children are being misguided and everything. And it's adults just doing this, you know. Adults and grown, you know, grown-ass people misleading the population, you know?
Right.
Say it again. Say it again.
Yes.
But
I know. I got goosebumps hearing you say that. Yeah, say it again, my brother. Say it again, King.
Yes.
Say it again.
Indeed.
Say it again. Say it again.
Indeed. Yes, sir. They,
yeah. Our OG is leading the blind. That's why our kids out here, you know, on the pole, you understand me, in the strip club. Because our OG stole us out. Because they out there wearing a dress and a wig. You understand me?
Yeah.
They out there doing that stuff, man. They're educating our young people because that's what they doing. Everything is all right. You understand me?
Right,
I give everybody. But my show is I give everybody a shine. I give everybody a shine. If y'all don't shine, I don't shine. You understand me? That's how it
works.
When you win,
I
win. We all win. Each one teach one. You know?
That's
and
right. Each one teach one.
It don't cost you nothing to play your song. You understand me?
Right.
Your people so selfish. They won't even listen to your song. Why? It don't cost you nothing to plug in and listen to somebody's song and give them some feedback. It don't cost you
nothing.
Hip hop started
right.
with nothing. Started with zero. You didn't have anything. It was about all about the music and the love of the art. You understand me?
Man, I work with people, my coworkers and people that I know, friends and everybody, you know. My music out there is everywhere. It's on Spotify, TikTok, YouTube. I'm on everything. So, you know, the people that I know, I hit them up. I'm like, yo, check me out, blah, 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 blah. All I get is, yeah, I ain't had time to check it out yet. Or, yeah, man, I've been busy. You mean to tell me you can't click on the link? I know you be on YouTube. You know, I know you be on, you know, you can't click on the link and listen to the music? Like, come on, you be that busy? You know what I'm saying? That you,
right.
you know, like...
They
you
click
know,
on
so
the dress. But they click on
the
dress.
Those are the haters
though.
in your that's the haters in your garden.
They
reveal
on,
themselves.
They click on the Drake though. They click on the Nicki Minaj. They click on the Cardi B. They listen to that nonsense. You understand me?
Yeah.
But they won't take a minute.
But you know
but
what?
Like
OMF. That's because they're told to by people in the industry. They're told to. And a lot of those likes on those platforms, like on YouTube, those things are bought by the record label. Just like all the billboard sales, those are bought by the record labels. So just because, you know, so-and-so, Jay-Z or whatever, might, you know, they claim they got all these millions of dollars, just because they claim it doesn't mean it's true. Just because it's, you know, has, multi-million dollar fans doesn't mean it's necessarily even legit because it's those of us that won't sell our souls that are doing independent things when we make moves, of course people are going to hate on that, you know, and when you rise the devil will grab at your ankles, at least try, and then you know you're doing the right thing,
right?
So if somebody's going to give you not to want to listen to your music, that's just an excuse because they're jealous or they got some little insecurity or whatever.
But we say that's why we say we MC. We MCs first and then a rapper. That's why we said that shit is whack. That shit is MCs say that shit is whack. Real MCs say that shit is whack. That's not hip hop. That's what we here to say. You understand?
That's our
movement. You know what I'm saying? That's not hip hop. That's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not hip hop. They That's a disgrace and embarrassment to our art form. We need to say that. Why are we afraid to say that?
That's right. That's right. And that's why I said it.
You know what I'm saying? Why we ain't afraid to say that? That shit is whack. Get out of it. We need
that's
to
right.
get you out of hip-hop. Get you in pop music, because that's pop music. That's not hip-hop. You ruined hip-hop.
That's right.
You're speaking with filthy. You're disrespecting our art form. You're disrespecting our people. You're disrespecting
yeah,
our
definitely.
Women. You understand me? Women
definitely,
disrespecting
definitely.
Themselves. They're out there doing butt naked, too.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. You know, and that's why I said in my rhyme, you know, when it rains, it pours. I hope it cleans my mental sores. Inshallah, confront the devil with the tip of the sword. And what I mean by that is, you know, like, you know, sometimes when you go through problems, and they say when it rains, it pours down hard. But the rain also cleanses. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say I hope it cleans my mental sores, like the mental problems that I'm going through. Inshallah, mm-hmm. meaning, you know, God willing. Confront the devil,
yep.
you know what I'm saying? That's causing these problems, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And so, you know.
I do understand, and bless you, my brother, for speaking those words. I don't want to take too much of your time, and I appreciate all your, you know, everything that you are, and just keep doing you. Just keep shining and following you, you know, what you got going on and creating. Don't
right.
let them steal your joy, my brother.
Indeed,
I mean,
indeed. I appreciate you for calling in. I appreciate the brother for having me on the show. You know, it's just a blessing for me. I, you know, it's my first podcast, so you know, it's a blessing
yeah.
for me, man, to even
well,
be here.
I'm honored to be part of your first podcast, and I thank OMF Posse and Black Tear for having us
indeed.
And allowing me to call in. So, you guys take care. I'm gonna dip out and
all right.
Many blessings to my family here on Blackout Radio.
Indeed,
all
likewise. Right.
Thank you for
right,
calling
peace.
In. Peace.
You're welcome. Love you guys. Peace,
peace.
King.
All
peace.
Right. Peace, peace.
Can we take another caller?
Yep. Yeah, that's cool.
Hey, 50, you live.
Peace, peace.
Who's this? Where you calling from?
What's going on, family? It's Maggie, man. He rushed me. I had to try to ask the Florida family. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. What's good?
Yeah, no, man. It's the mad, bro. I'm currently right now. I'm selling CDs right now at the store right now while I'm talking to you all, man.
Oh, that's what's good, man. That's what's good. Keep the work going. You know what I'm saying? Gotta put that hard work in. You know, the fruits of your labor will show a lot if you put the work in it. And do your hardest and do your best, you know?
Yeah, and I also wanted to be one of the ones that, you know, my face at the forefront. I don't want nobody to turn around and say, well, you know, he didn't deserve that. You know, he didn't deserve his blessings. You know, he got to be. I always want to, you know, I want to actually just get out here and do it. To actually experience
right.
it, too. And to turn around and say, hey, look, man, I did it the hard way. I deserve it, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. You know, I read an article, man, by Trina a long time ago in the Source magazine, and she was talking about how some people think it happens overnight. You know, they think the success happens overnight, but it doesn't. You know, it takes hard work. You got to put that work in. You know what I'm saying? And your effort is going to show you the fruits of your labor. If you half step in, then you're going to get half stepping back, you know?
I like the way you said that. I like the way you said that.
Yes, sir.
That's absolutely true. And another thing, I want to catch on with the torch, too. This is my first podcast as well. This is my first time, and I appreciate y'all, for real.
Right, right. Right, indeed. So what's your artist name, stage name and all that?
It's T. Rasta. Basically, for me, it's founded under Rastafari, you know. I started in the Christianity. The Primitive Baptist Church and, you know, singing in the choir and stuff like that. And then I kind of got with writing music. You know, I started on the music show child, writing music and studying his craft. And then I developed my own. And then spiritually, I kind of just grew from Christianity to Rastafari. And it's still under the same base, one love, one respect, you know.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. That's all right, man. It's all right. You know, stay strong. Keep at it, you know. And, don't give up, man, you know.
Let's talk, do you mind if we talk about this this hip-hop rap thing? I mean, I'm never going to get off that subject ever because there's too much going on right now. It's actually kind of pushed me away a little bit.
Yeah.
From it because I feel like, you know, I mean, I kind of get tired of I can walk in the store somewhere and it's like I'm looking in the mirror. I see you look just like me. You're looking at me and everything else around you that looks so different from you. You pay no mind, but you're willing to mug me first. You like you hate yourself. You hate me. You hate yourself. You look the same. You hate
right.
me, and then going lyrically, you go in the studio. You go in the booth, and when you go in the booth, you know I'm gonna talk about this forever. You know I'm always talking about this. Like you go in the booth and you put it down or whatnot. Sound good? Sound good? Then we start paying
yeah.
attention to what you're saying. And basically, you're saying, let's just sign up to kill each other.
Right, right. I'm going to be honest, man. You know, throughout this journey that I'm on, man, there have been times where, you know, I might have been a little bit disgruntled or maybe felt like, man, you know, maybe this ain't for me. But then I had some people that heard material and they like, you know, don't ever stop, you know, keep going. And that's what gave me the inspiration, man, that, you know, to keep it going, man, because I'm an older guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm an older MC, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like, you know, I'm gonna do it forever. I do it for the love, most of all. You know, I'm sure all of us want some type of financial or monetary security, but at the same time, you know, I love the culture just that much that, you know, I do it for the love of it. You know what I'm saying? 'Cause I love rhyming and stuff, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Like I tell people all the time, I do this even if I didn't get paid for it because it's in me, you know.
Yeah.
It's a bigger cause for, you know, we enjoy the perks and all of that good stuff, you know, we like that. But also, we want to change something. I want to be able to, you know, I want us to be able to go into a venue or to an event. We all gravitate just because of who we are, just because we see the kingship and the queenship inside of one another. We can just see it and gravitate towards that. And then we ain't got to worry about networking no more because networking is a part of us. You know, we are networking. As soon as we get around each other, we're networking. You know, it's a movement.
Right, right. Well, you know, the thing is, the biggest thing about it is, man, that it's a systematic system that's set up to keep us, you know, on a lower level. And the penitentiaries and the jails have entered contracts with well-known record labels. And these record labels are participating with the penitentiaries to only give record deals to gangster rappers and people that talk about ignorant things. Like a MC is not going to get a record deal maybe with Def Jam or something, you know, at this present time because they helping fill up the prison system. You know, so it's more prevalent to have somebody on TV talking about, you know, yo, F this bitch and I smacked the bitch and fucked her friend too. Then I rode off and traveled over into Cancun or Brazil with a big chain on with through three light-skinned chicks. Like, I can't relate to that. You know what I'm saying? I can't relate
right.
to none of that. I don't do
right.
none of that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then what was happening is it's selling the children the dream because the children are thinking that, hey, you know, this is what it is, you know? I'm going to disrespect women and you know, and be unruly and unlawful in public, you know what I'm saying, get myself locked up. Like, I know some guys, man, that think going to jail is that's what it is, and it's not. You feel me?
I'm catching fire with that. I'm catching fire with that. I got the whip of you.
But anyway, we got to go. Yeah, we got to go. We got to let you go. But let us know where we can find you. We got all the callers and everything. We love the
yeah.
love this conversation. You know, I wish we could take it a little bit further, but we ain't got
yep,
too
yep.
much time.
Yeah.
But let us know where we can find you before we go.
All right. It'll be Tony_Roster_ Instagram, and Facebook is Tony Roster. And I told y'all, I stay on here all day, man. Y'all my new family. I'm going to keep it like that. Blackout Records. I mean, Black is Blackout Records. Well, it's in my heart, Blackout Records. Black Eye Radio. I love y'all so much.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And I got your music, and I got your song that you sent me, and I'm going to play it next week on the show, next Wednesday. I forgot.
Wow. I appreciate it. I'm sure that moment is going.
All right, give me up. I'll talk to you on Facebook, Instagram.
Mm-hmm. That's really me. I love you so much, man. I just want to tell you I appreciate it.
Peace.
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 Yeah. We play A Money song, Dark Away. What, Dark Away?
Hey, yo, Quantic, run them bands up.
What up,
Oh man, everything is up. How are y'all doing?
I'm here, you know. Indeed.
Yes, beautiful. Well, I don't, you know what? I don't do this. I just let my music speak for itself, but because I have the opportunity, I want to say thank you. I'm just going to let y'all know where y'all can find me. Definitely please check out my music on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Apple Music, everywhere that you stream your music. Just type in Black Gold, T-A-M-Y-A, and you will find me. My favorite, my grind, I Spotlight, Hit It Hard, Birthday Dress, but I love all my songs. So that's just to name a few. Just check it out. I'm sure that you will find if you love to dance, then The Night Is Still Young, Hit It Hard, Microphone City, that's for you. If you want something serious, A Long Way to Go, that's about my life. I have a lot of things that I've been through, and I put it in my music. I just, you know, I've been through my music. So, yeah, some people can let go of some stuff through my songs. I put it all in there. I give it all to you. I leave it all on the stage.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I was always told by my elders that, you know, whatever you go through in life, put it in a song. That's what makes the hits. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what I do. And Long Way to Go is about, just to give you a synopsis, it's just about me and how, you know, I raised children at a very young age. I was raped at a very young age. And that when that happened to me, I had an anger that presented itself in my music. So you might hear, you know, that killer instinct, but it's only because I just had to, you know, come from the bottom of that struggle. And I know there's a lot of other women that can relate. So I want to say, and that's the reason why I actually speak to women, because I don't look at it as something that is negative. I actually look at it as something that has been positively affected my life, because I'm able to touch so many people with my words now that happened to me. So I turned it around and made it a positive, and I'm thankful for that. And I thank Yahweh that he let me see through, you know, from that dark side.
All right. Already. Keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, you heading in the right direction, you know. Indeed.
Thank you. Already.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check me out, too.
Send your music to redheadron48@gmail.com, and I'll play your music on my show. You gotta send your music.
Okay, definitely.
You friend me on Facebook, on the OMF Posse, Instagram on the OMF Posse, Twitter on the OMF Posse. We'll set up you and we'll set up an interview. I have some interviews again in later in March. You come on and you promote your stuff. You come on and come on the show and promote your stuff and interview on the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all love.
Yeah.
I definitely
and tell
will.
Your story.
And do the same.
Cause that's what hip hop is all about. Our struggle, our pain, and our glory. That's what hip hop was. Always was.
Yep. That's right.
Exactly.
To inspire the next one.
Exactly.
That's right.
Our job, to make sure a better place for the next one that comes after us. Be a role
model. Exactly.
That's right.
Race to the goal. You understand me? That's
beautiful.
What kind of music we need. Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you for
and
calling.
Something that's going to lift your spirit. Exactly.
Tell us where you can find you. Tell us your links and everything before you go.
Yes, okay. On Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, Black Gold, TANYA. And that's spelled just like I said. It's Black, BLACKGOLDTANYA. And then on Twitter, that's the only difference. It's going to be Black Gold, TA_NYA. So, yes, check me out on everything. I have links to all my music. And if you're going to just go straight and try to find my music, then just remember to put the hyphen in or just Black Gold, TA-NYA.
Gotcha.
All the streaming sites.
Good. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Thanks
y'all.
For calling in.
Yes.
All right.
Indeed. Peace.
All right. Yeah. Be back.
Yeah.
We just told him, my man, Cypher from Richmond, Virginia, and I thank you for calling and everything. So what is
thank
so
you both
your,
for having
what,
me.
Yo, thank you, man. It's an honor to have you, man. It's a blessing because we all shine, you know. Yeah, we just started here for shining, man. Keeping this music alive, keeping our dream alive, man. And like you said,
that's
for
right,
the love of the music. You know, we do it for the love of the music because that's what it was.
Yes, sir.
Beginning, man.
It wasn't about the money. Money changed hip hop.
Right.
Money ruined hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, indeed. It definitely did.
Yeah, man. I'm just embarrassed, man. I'm just disgusted, man. To see what happened to our art form, man.
Right, right.
I had to say something, man, because ain't nobody was saying nothing.
Right, right. It's a whole, like, it's all commercial now. It's just a commercial instrument, you know, and they monopolizing on it, you know, the big companies and, like I said, the penitentiaries and all, they monopolizing on the commercialism of it, and they getting us caught up in it, and we rolling right along with it, man, you know, we rolling right along with it, not even knowing we going to our demise, that, you know, we bringing up our end with this, man. Like, hip-hop used to be fun, man. Like, you used to have your Queen Latifahs and, you know, your Tribe Called Quest, and, you know, you have fun, and it was teaching in their rhymes, you know. And if you ever notice, after those eras with the Jungle Brothers and the Tribe Called Quest, Native Tongues, De La Soul, from that era, it started to decline, and they started getting more ignorant with it versus, you know, teaching, you know, having fun with the rhyme, you know.
Say it again. Is that gangsterism that got into hip hop and ruined hip hop?
Yep.
You understand me?
Yeah.
Because it was all about fun. You know what I'm saying? The words changed. You understand me? Because the words didn't,
right.
Words don't kill nobody. Guns can people. That's when they started
right.
With the guns. Now to
right.
Stop things, you were killed because you say you was whack. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, the
yeah,
whole art form started with you saying, like, ain't nobody was tripping on that. People laughed and gone and got drunk and went on with their friends. You understand? That's how he was in the beginning. Like
yes,
you said,
sir.
It was fun in the beginning.
Yep. Yep.
We were going to
court. And now, you know,
you
remember the
just
days. Yeah, indeed,
just
my bad, bro.
Fun, man. That's all it was, man. Going to, we was out there in the park playing basketball. The DJ hooked up the two turntables to the light poles and was
right.
Jamming in the park with the beat, and the break dancers started. You understand me? They don't know
yep,
nothing about
yep.
It, man.
Nah,
they
man,
know.
They don't know nothing about it.
They don't know nothing about it, man. Man,
like, you know,
lie,
a beef in hip hop would end on the record. You know, you'll be beefing and, you know, y'all are beef with the words and in the songs, you know, and then it'll end on the record. Now cats is out here really killing people over this shit. You know what I'm saying?
They
like,
saying
cats is getting
kill you. They saying they're gonna kill you. They say
right.
I'm gonna drive by and shoot you everybody in your family. You understand? I'm
yeah.
Gonna kill your mom and daddy. That's what I'm saying. It made it personal. You understand me? That's
right.
What changed hip hop. It went from
yep.
Just talking about the hairstyle and what you dress like, you know what I'm saying, what you look like. That's how it was
right.
In the beginning. You understand? They changed. The words changed.
Yeah.
You
yep.
Understand? Then you're going to kill your mom. I'm going to do a drive-by, and that's how it changed hip hop. They made $1 million
right.
Off of that.
Yep.
They made me, and now they're taking off their clothes now.
Yeah,
where,
definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They went from the gangster to picking off the clothes now. You understand?
Yeah, man.
But
yeah.
Anyway, give out the show. Would I like to thank you for supporting our show. And give us
thank
some
you,
shots
bro.
Out before you go and everything and who you shots out and where we can find you and everything and what you're doing for the new year. I mean, for this new year after this coronavirus is over, what you're looking forward to and everything before you go.
No doubt, no doubt. Well, yo, I'm going to give a big ups to OMF Posse, you know what I'm saying, first of all in the building, you know what I'm saying. I got an album coming, well, I got an EP coming out on the 19th of this month, man. It's called The Legion of Mecha Files. Shout to the A50I, man. I'm going to continue working on some music, you know, putting different joints out. I got an album coming out after the 19th, you know what I'm saying. It's called Esoteric Poetry. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can check me out at GodCypher.com on Facebook at Facebook.com/IKeyTheMC. Or, you know, you can go to Instagram, hit me up on there, GodCypher360. You know what I'm saying? And pretty much, man, I'm just staying headstrong, man, trying to link up with different artists to create more material, man, and put that good music out there, you know, to combat against the garbage. You feel me?
Yep. That's what's up, man. We're going to keep this art form alive, man. You keep doing your thing, and we're going to keep it together on Facebook. We're going to collaborate soon down the line, man. I'm working on my stuff, too. Finding good stuff.
No doubt.
Yes, too. So I'm working on that. So we're going to work. We're going to continue to network on Facebook and everything. And you know the show
yes, sir.
Every Wednesday. You already know. You can listen to it every Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio. You already know. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to keep in touch. But I'd like to thank
yes,
you for
sir.
Supporting the show, man. It's been an honor, man. Keep doing your thing.
Indeed.
I love your music, man. And send me some more of your songs so you can play it on the show, too. Continue to send me your songs and send other artists that you're working with to the show and have send their music, too. When we
yes,
die,
sir.
You we all sign. Understand me?
Indeed, indeed. Thank you, bro. Thank you for having me on, man. I really appreciate it, man, and I'm grateful for the time that you've given me to talk on the show, man, and talk with you, you know what I'm saying, and the other artists that called in, man. I'm really grateful for that. Thank you, bro.
Well, you're welcome, man. Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Without y'all, there's no OMS anyway. There's no show without y'all. So thank you, man.
Already.
My
brother. Yes, sir. Indeed, indeed. Yeah, peace.
Yeah, peace.
Peace.
OMS. Yeah, my brother. Yeah, this is OMS. When I talk to y'all next week, we're going to leave you with A1 Metro by featuring Joe Bless.
We made it. Like, what a motherfucker do, Joe yeah. Blood, man? It's been a long time coming, you did.
Joe Blood.
I did my motherfucker brother, man, from another mother, you know.
A1 Metro, man.
When I've been down in the trench, we just had to make it, you did.
We made it.
It's perfect petition. I know these niggas didn't really want me to see it, but a nigga just made it,
But
you got the people trying to pull you down when them people really don't want to
see
it. I never feel.
My brother. started and turned it up. 100 rounds in the street at the fool now. We at the top, we can't lose now. Designer my hat and my shoes now. We got the hoods on suspicion. Tried out the bando and turned to a million. Cold hearted, I admit. Back